Well, to begin with this evening, we're going to be blessed with a duet. And Avery, would you come up here? What happened to her? Oh. She'll be right here. She wanted to sing a duet. If you have your Bibles, while we're waiting for it, turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew 13. Oh, here she comes. Well, we're going to sing. You want to stand up there? You want to stand way up. And here's where you have to sing into here. You understand?
Jesus yes me,
this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Very good. You did great. Thank you. So if any others of the boys and girls want to sing, I'll be glad to help you out. We'll teach you a new song that you probably don't know, and then we can sing it, okay? Matthew chapter 13. I don't know if I can make it. And we're going to begin reading at verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, Because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundant. But whosoever hath not, from him shall it be taken away even what he had. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, By hearing you shall hear, and shall not understand. Seeing you shall see, and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have been closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and should understand with their hearts, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are ye your eyes, for you see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye have heard, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. We're going to skip over now to verse 24. Verse 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in the field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and then went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, there appeared also the tares also. So the servant of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field, and from whence has it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, No, lest while you gather up the tares, you root also the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you again that you love us. And we've experienced this great love of yours for us. When through the gift of your Spirit, working in our hearts, we are able to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us. Through our faith with him, we've been drawn to you. We're in your family. We have life. We thank you. We thank you that you have also given to us your word. And we pray tonight that our hearts might be open, that the truth of some of these parables will go forth. We might be rejoicing together in the Lord Jesus Christ. Speak to our hearts, encourage us, as we pray in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you will, let's turn to verse 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares in the field. He answered and he said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. But the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is at the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall come forth with his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. For then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Well, these are a very interesting parable. We'll be talking about it. But as we think about the end of it, the results of the sowing, it's a judgment on one hand and salvation on another hand. The description here that the Lord uses in regards to the burning and the fire is such that it would be good if every person would realize this is the future of anyone and everyone who has never trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. We live in a time when hell is not a subject that people want to talk about. And when they do talk about it, it seems like it's some great paradise. But it's not. It's a place of judgment and torment forever and ever and ever. How we want to warn people and attempt to bring them to a knowledge of Christ. Just a brief review. In the first parable, we had the sower, the seed, and the soil. Now, in this parable, we're going to have two sowers, two seeds, two different results. The field is the world. Two sowers, two seeds, two results as the seed is sown into the world. I had one of my pictures here I was going to show, but it's gone. I don't know what I did with it. Oh, well, I'll find it. We had mentioned that the parables in mystery form that the Lord gives, he is speaking about what will happen in the world in regards to spiritual, religious things while he is absent. And he is making it clear that there are certain things laid down here. As we understand them, they'll help motivate us in our Christian experience and explain many things that we wonder what the answers are. Lord, what's going on? He will be making these things known in the parables. As he's been rejected, we went over that in our introduction, he will then go to the cross. The Lord died. And then, of course, days afterward, he ascended into the glories. From that moment on, until he comes back a second time to the earth, that will be the period of time that these parables are speaking about. Now, When I say when he comes back the second time, I'm speaking about the second aspect of the second event. And that second aspect of the second event is when the Lord Jesus Christ will come out of the glories on a white horse, conqueror, King of kings, and Lord of lords. The armies of heaven will come with him. The church will come with him. And he will come to the earth. The church will probably stay in the New Jerusalem. They will come to the earth. He will destroy his enemies. And he'll begin the millennial kingdom. And in that millennial kingdom, which we'll be speaking about more as we go along, only redeemed people will enter that kingdom. However, their children will be born just like I was born, and your children and you, born sinners, in need of redemption. So as we get into some further things about that, we'll speak what happens at the end of that great millennial period. Now I mentioned that there's two aspects into the second coming of Christ. The one that we have been considering is when he comes with the armies of heaven to earth, and then he sets up the kingdom promised by God to David. He continues at that time to fulfill the promises that God made to Abraham concerning the nation Israel. So Israel does have a future. I want to read that again, which I wrote read last week in regards to Israel's future, because I think it's very important, if I can find it. Listen to these two verses of Scripture, if you weren't here when we read them before. What we're reading here are promises of God to the nation of Israel. And it also speaks to us about eschatology in the future. Does Israel have a future? Isaiah chapter 49, verses 13 through 16. Can a woman forget her nursing child and have no compassion on the son of her womb? Even these may forget, but I will not forget you. Behold, I've inscribed you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. God is saying, just as the Lord said to us as believers, we're in his hand, so is Israel. They have a future. Again now, Jeremiah 31, 35 through 36. Thus saith the Lord, who gives the sun for light by day, fix the order of the moon and the stars and light by night, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If this fixed order departs from before me, said the Lord, then the offsprings of Israel will also cease from being a nation before me forever. The Lord is guaranteeing in these verses a future for the nation of Israel.